With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. South Carolina GOP Senator Tim Scott taking President Biden to task over what Scott sees as Mr. Biden's ambivalence on U.S. support for Israel.
That requires the United States of America to stand shoulder to shoulder with no daylight with Israel, as opposed to having a president who speaks with a forked tongue, supporting Israel during the middle of the day, but then delaying Israel's progress at night.
The presidential candidate tells the Salem Radio Network he's pushing for legislation that would pull American taxpayer funding from colleges that tolerate anti-Semitic activity.
I am now leading on legislation, new laws, that would pull federal funding from schools that refuse to hold their students accountable for the advocating of mass murder, for supporting genocide, and for supporting terrorism.
Secretary of State Blinken made visits Sunday to the occupied West Bank as well as Iraq. In Ramallah, he tried to assure Palestinian President Abbas the U.S. was intensifying efforts to ease the plight of Gaza's civilians while making clear Palestinians must have a main say in whatever comes next for the territory after the conflict. Meanwhile, Florida Governor DeSantis could be getting a key endorsement from one of his peers.
The Republican governor of Iowa, Kim Reynolds, will be breaking the state's tradition and endorsing Ron DeSantis before the state's caucuses, according to two people who spoke on condition of anonymity. Iowa's the first voting state, and Governor Reynolds' nod to DeSantis will give his campaign a badly needed boost.
I will get the job done.
DeSantis has consistently polled second in the GOP presidential race, far below former President Donald Trump.
That's Jackie Quinn reporting. GOP date debate number 3 from Miami on Wednesday. This is SRN News. Britons have a different take on free speech.
It's one of Americans' most cherished rights, embodied in the First Amendment, as Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. But they don't have a First Amendment across the pond. And a new poll reveals that 77% of British citizens want to see pro-life protests outside of abortion clinics banned. For what it's worth, the United Kingdom also doesn't have a constitution that firmly guarantees a person's right to freedom of religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Spain's first official investigation of sex abuse by Catholic priests indicates the number of victims could run into the hundreds of thousands. The government probe was sparked by an independent investigation that turned up hundreds of victims. The Spanish Bishops Conference made no comment on the government findings. However, findings from a parallel inquiry ordered by the bishops is expected to be released later this year. This is SRN News. Toyota is not advising owners of 1.9 million recalled RAV4 SUVs to park them outdoors.
That's even though U.S. safety investigators have 4 complaints about engine fires that can start with the vehicle's ignitions turned off. The recall was announced Wednesday by Toyota. It came as U.S. safety regulators were investigating engine fires caused by battery problems in RAV4s. Toyota says the company is not advising people to park the SUVs outdoors, but it is asking owners to take their vehicles to a dealer soon so technicians can make sure replacement batteries were installed properly. Keith Peters reporting.
Tyson Foods recalling nearly 30,000 pounds of its Fun Nuggets breaded chicken after consumers complained of finding metal pieces in the dinosaur-shaped patties. These 29-ounce bags carry the number P7211 on the back of the package. More at srnnews.com.